On today's Kids Corner, Liz, Spike, and Maury find out what happens when you lie and cheat. Stay tuned. It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
The coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
It's an exciting day at Terrarium Elementary School. The Junior Reptile Olympics are coming up. And today is the day that the teams are announced.
Attention, students of Terrarium Elementary. Immediately following school dismissal, the names of those who will have the honor of competing in our annual Junior Reptile Olympics will be posted right outside of the gymnasium.
Excuse me, coming through. Excuse me. Oh man, I just gotta be on the team.
Hey Liz, where are you off to in such a hurry?
I'm checking out who made Team Roaring Reptiles.
Oh,
I'll just die if I was cut. Lucille, I've been dreaming about competing in the Junior Reptile Olympics all year long.
Okay.
I can almost hear the thunder of the crowds mm-hmm. as I win the log jump, mm. the Olympic swamp swim, and yeah. the cactus pole vault.
Oh, sure.
There I'll stand, with the gold medal draped around my neck. Do you believe in miracles? Ah, the thrill of victory.
Yeah, right. And the agony of defeat.
Hey.
I'll head with you to the gym to check out who made the team.
Okay, come on. Excuse me. Out of my way, please. Oh, I gotta see that list.
Hey, you, Lizarodo Quintus Lasuta.
Yeah, that would be me. Come on, Skank, just call me Liz.
Well, it looks like my warmest congratulations are in order, Lizarodo.
Skank.
Looks like you made the team. Team Roaring Reptiles, my team. I'm the captain. But the question is, my friend, are you lizard enough to do whatever it takes to win?
I made Team Roaring Reptiles?
That you did, my fine lizard friend.
I can't believe it, Lucille. I made the cut.
Congratulations, Liz. I'm really happy for you.
Oh, I'm so excited. Hey, look, there's Spike. Hey, Spike, I made the cut. I'm on the team.
Looks like we're on the team together.
Really?
You and me and a couple members of the iguanas.
Yeah.
And you too, Lucille.
Really?
Way to go.
I can't believe it. Who would have thought that Junior Reptile Olympics?
Man, this rocks. Our team rules.
So, Liz, the question still remains. Are you lizard enough to do whatever it takes to win?
You betcha.
Then prepare for the taste of victory, because we're going to squash the opposition.
Squash them.
Pulverize the competition.
Pulverize.
Destroy the enemy.
Destroy.
In other words, we're going to win. At all costs.
Right, we're gonna win. I'll do whatever it takes.
Yeah, you can count on us, Skink.
Yeah,
we're all in this together.
Yeah, that's right. You name it, Skink. Push-ups, sit-ups, pull-ups, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. I'm ready. Come on, bring on the intense training.
Yeah, that goes for me too, Skink. The time has come to show the world what Team Roaring Reptiles is made of.
Yeah.
We're gonna win no matter what the cost.
Glad to hear it, you guys. That's the attitude I'm looking for. And don't worry, you'll get plenty of chances to do all those exercises, too.
Did I make the team? Did I?
Oh, hi, Maury. I didn't even know you tried out.
Neither did I.
Hey, there's my name.
What?
Oh. Wowie kazowie, will you look at that? I made it. I actually made it.
Goodness. You did?
What event are you in, Maury?
I'm not quite sure. Looky here. It must be some kind of team event, because it says... Team something or other. I can't quite make it out without my glasses.
It says Team Statistician.
Oh, congratulations, Maury. What's the statistician gonna do?
Well, it's, I'm not exactly sure.
Basically, that means Maury here gets to sit on the bench making it all warm-like while he writes down all of my record-breaking feats.
What? You mean that I just... keep track of what everyone else does?
Yes, but, that's not what's important, Maury.
No,
sir. What's important is that you're on the team.
Yeah, that's it.
That's right. I am on the team.
Yeah.
I'm on the team.
Yeah.
You know, I've never really been on a team before.
Let alone my team.
Team Roaring Reptiles.
Team Roaring Reptiles.
Team Roaring Reptiles.
Team Roaring Roaring Reptiles! I sure like the sound of that.
Yeah.
It's like music to my ears. Team Roaring Reptiles. I guess it takes everyone to make a winner. I'll be the best statistician this school's ever seen.
Yeah,
I won't miss a single event. I'll be the most accurate record keeper around.
That's real sweet and all, Maury, my man. I mean, you got me tearing up. Will somebody please hand me a hanky? But don't any of you forget the most important thing is that we're gonna win.
Yeah, we're gonna win.
No matter what the cost.
You just tell me what to do, Skink, and I'll do it. I'm on the team.
Don't worry. I'll let you know what to do and when.
The next day after school, Team Roaring Reptiles gathered for practice at the track.
So, Skink, what's the plan, huh? How are we gonna win the Olympics?
Yeah, we're ready for anything.
Yeah.
Just tell us what to do.
Let's start with the log jump. Liz, you're up.
Okay. All right, here I go. Run, Liz, run!
Big jump, Liz, you can do it!
All right, let's see here. Looks like he jumped exactly 5 1/2 logs.
Yeah, good job, Liz.
5 1/2 logs.
Excuse me, but that looks more like 6 logs to me.
It does?
Nope, it's exactly 5 1/2, unequivocally. I measured it precisely, Skink, see?
I think you're slightly mistaken there, Maury, my man. Mm. See, it's 6 logs. 6 logs.
But you just... kick that last log closer. You can't do that. That's cheating.
Cheating? Oh, my. Cheating is such a harsh word, don't you think? I prefer to think of it as having a positive influence on the outcome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. A positive influence.
Wow, 6 logs.
But, Liz, it wasn't 6 logs. It was 5 1/2.
I'm the team captain, and I say write down 6. Remember, we need to practice not only our ability to compete, but our ability to win, no matter what the cost.
Gee, Skink, I don't know how I feel about this. Don't you think it's a little dishonest? I mean, if I wrote down 6 logs instead of 5 1/2, I'd be lying.
6 logs, Maury. 6.
Yeah, lighten up there, Maury.
Wow, I jumped 6 logs, Lucio.
If you say so, Liz, but I agree with Maury. I counted 5 1/2.
Well, I mean, come on, it's just practice. What are you guys getting all worked up about? It doesn't really matter what we say in practice.
But I'm supposed to be practicing too, to be a good statistician. And I can't do that if I have to write down pretend numbers.
Well, just write down 6 logs, Maury.
Okie dokie, I guess if you say so. 6 logs it is.
All right, Lucille, you're up. Okay. I want you to practice the cactus pole vault.
Yes, sir, whatever you say, Captain.
Good, that's the team spirit I'm looking for.
Lucille! Lucille! Lucille!
You go, girl!
Ouch!
Perfect form! Unbelievable! You completely cleared that 12-foot cactus.
I cleared most of that 12-foot cactus. There's a huge needle stuck in my fanny.
What? I don't see nothing.
Oh, yeah, you don't see this giant cactus thorn poking from my rear end?
Nope.
Ow!
Don't see no cactus. Not no more.
12-foot cactus, almost cleared, except for one exceptionally large needle in the fanny.
Maury.
Yes?
I don't think you were listening.
Huh?
I said I don't see no needle.
I wish I could say I don't feel no needle.
Oh, Maury, write down 12-foot cactus cleanly cleared.
Okay, Skink. You're the boss. If you say so.
I do.
And so went the rest of practice, an exaggeration here, an embellishment there, mixed with a few more little white lies. After practice, Liz, Lucille, Spike, and Maury decided to stop by the ice cream parlor on their way home.
What do you want, Lucille? I'm buying.
Well, Liz, you don't have to do that.
Well, seeing as how I'm soon to be the log jump junior reptile Olympic champion, it's the least I can do. Have a seat and make yourself comfortable.
I wish I could, but that cactus needle I didn't land on is killing me.
As Liz stood in line waiting to order the ice cream, Granny Gecko showed up.
Hi there, kids. How's everything going?
Great, Granny.
And what have you been up to lately?
Well, we all made Team Roaring Reptiles, and we're practicing really hard.
Oh, that sounds exciting. I bet it's plenty of hard work.
Painfully so.
Okay, I got one bit of ice cream with rainbow sprinkles and...
Thank you.
...two ice cream sandwiches. Mm. Oh, hey, Granny.
Hi, Liz.
Hey, did you hear about my log jump today?
Oh, I can't say that I did.
Liz cleared 6 logs.
6 logs?
Yeah.
I can hardly believe it.
What? Why not? It's the truth. Maury's a statistician. He was right there. Go on. Tell her, Maury.
Yep. 6 logs. That's what's written in my record book.
See?
6 logs.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll be. I've never heard of such a thing. That must be some kind of new record. Congratulations, Liz.
Thank you.
The day Team Junior Reptile actually competes, why, you'll be a hero for sure.
Yeah, you got that right.
And Maury, I remember you telling me last week that you had a big history test coming up. How'd you do?
Well, actually, I didn't do so good.
No?
No, as a matter of fact, I did great. I did exceptionally well, Granny. I did positively fantastic.
Oh, did you now?
Yep, I got a 98% on my test. Yep, yeah, that's it, 98%, that's
well,
right.
Don't you say, a 98. My, that is good. Congratulations.
Won't
your mother and father be proud? I can almost hear them bragging on you now. And you must be quite proud yourself.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, no need to be so modest, child. A 98% is worth being proud of. Well, kids, I've got to be going now. I'm installing a new carburetor on my tractor. She should purr like a kitten. Sometime soon, I'll have to take you youngins for a spin. I'll see you kids later.
Bye, Granny.
Maury, you didn't tell me you got a 98 on the test.
No.
That's great.
Yeah, it sure would be great, wouldn't it?
What do you mean, would be?
I mean, it would be great if I hadn't gotten a 73%.
What?
But I thought you said that you...
I did.
Maury!
I know. I guess I thought I'd just try to positively influence the outcome of the exam. You know, a little like Skink did at practice.
Well, it seemed to work. Granny Gecko was pretty impressed.
Yeah, and I was feeling pretty good about it myself until she mentioned my mom and dad.
Oops.
If Granny tells my mom I got a 98, then I'll have to change the grade on my paper. And if I do that, then, well, I'm not telling the truth.
Laura, you didn't tell Granny the truth either.
Yeah, you're right. But it felt kind of good.
And then?
And then it felt really bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't sweat it too much, Maury. It's not like Granny's gonna tell anybody.
After a snack at the ice cream parlor, Maury headed straight to his piano lesson. Then he went home. As he walked through the front door of his house, he noticed that there wasn't a soul around. Not anyone. All the lights in the house were turned off. Walking into the kitchen, he called out,
Mom? Dad? Is anyone home?
Just then, the entire room exploded in celebration.
Surprise! Mom, Dad!
Wowee!
What's all this for? Is it my birthday? Did I forget my birthday? What's going on?
No, honey. We called all your friends, and your father came home from work a little early for your surprise party.
Really? A surprise party
yes.
for me? Wowee! I've never had a surprise party before.
Surprised?
Yeah, am I ever?
Maury, I baked you your favorite cake, blackberry with chocolate-dipped fly chips.
All this for me?
Yes.
This is the greatest day of my life.
Suddenly, out of the corner of his eye, Maury spotted Granny Gecko. A knot the size of a large tumbleweed dropped to the pit of his stomach. All the pieces came together for him. At that precise moment, he heard the words he dreaded most in all the world.
Granny Gecko told us all about your...
Maury prayed the words test score wouldn't come out of his mother's mouth.
All about your 98% test score!
We're so proud of you, son.
Yes.
We decided to throw you a big party.
Yeah. Congratulations, Maury.
Thanks, Liz.
I told your mom you didn't want her to make a big deal out of the test and all, but she didn't believe me.
Well, nice try anyway, Lucille.
What am I gonna do now?
Well, you've got to tell the truth, Maury. You just got to.
We are in big trouble, Maury. Mm-hmm. Really big trouble. My mom and dad got wind of my 6-log jump, and now I've got relatives I don't even know coming in to see me take the gold at the Junior Reptile Olympics.
Well, at least you jumped 5.5 logs.
We're doomed.
Liz and Maury.
Yes, Granny?
Lucille told me you had something to say to me. Yeah. Said it was real important, like.
Yeah. Well,
we just wanted to tell you
Tell me what, child?
Come on, Maury.
Oh, no. Not now. I think I'm gonna be...
Now.
Sick!
Maury quickly bolted for the bathroom.
Time for cake and ice cream.
The genius gets the first piece.
Oh, where's Maury?
Oh, he just ran off to the bathroom. Must have been all the excitement.
That's my boy.
A week passed since Maury's surprise party and nothing changed. Each day at practice, Liz and the rest of the gang just couldn't muster up the courage to stand up to Skink's cheating and lies. And as for Maury's party, he never did get a chance to tell Granny the truth about the test. Then, the big day arrived. The Junior Reptile Olympics were underway. Skink managed to positively influence a few of his team's scores when the officials were looking the other way. And who would take the gold? It all came down to the log jump. The Roaring Reptiles were tied for first place, and Liz's event would determine the winner.
I can't believe it, Maury. We might actually win the gold medal. The gold medal!
Liz, I've been keeping 2 scores.
2 scores? What do you mean, Maury?
Well, I've been keeping the scores that Skink gives me, and I've also been keeping the real scores. The true scores we would have gotten if Skink wasn't cheating. What are you talking about, Maury? We haven't done anything wrong.
How can you say that, Spike? The Roaring Reptiles have cheated on practically every event.
No, we haven't cheated. Skink has. We haven't done anything.
Oh, that's the problem, Spike. We haven't done anything this whole week. We've just gone along with whatever Skink says.
Yeah.
We should have stood up to Skink the first time he changed his score.
But with all these fans watching... If you ask me, that sounds rather embarrassing.
No, not here, Maury. Not today. We should have told Skink we weren't going along with his plan the first time he added that half a log to my practice score.
But you said it was just practice, remember?
No.
You said, don't get so bent out of shape, Maury. Remember?
No, I was wrong, Maury. I'm sorry.
Doing what's right is the important thing. We didn't do it then, but guys, we have one last chance to do it now.
So... what do?
We tell the truth.
Okay, here's the plan. When I make that jump, you all make sure to call out the exact distance as loud as you can. If there's enough of us sticking together, then Skink won't be able to cheat. The judges will have to write down the correct score.
Good plan, Liz, but it's not necessary.
What? Why not?
Because you're not gonna jump.
What do you mean I'm not gonna jump? My whole family's out there, along with several aunts, uncles, and cousins I've never even met before. I have to jump.
Nope. What we have to do is tell the truth.
Well, yeah, but...
even if you jump and we record the right score on the last event, we could still come in second. Well, our team doesn't even deserve to take the silver.
Why not?
Because, according to my calculations, no matter how far you jump, if we count up our real scores, our true scores... the best we might finish is 4th place.
Exactly. And cheating to come in 2nd or 3rd is just as wrong as cheating to come in 1st. We owe it to ourselves to just come clean and tell the truth.
You're right, Lucille. We owe it to our family and friends.
We owe it to the other teams. And we owe it to God. Oh, but guys, I really wanted to jump. I've been practicing all week.
Well, do what you want, Liz, but I think we should confess first.
You're right. We need to disqualify ourselves.
That's the only way out of this.
Yeah.
Well, maybe then I can start getting some sleep at night.
Just then, Spike, who had been listening to the entire conversation, spoke up.
Have you all gone nuts? Are you completely bananas?
Spike?
We're about to win the gold medal and you want to do what?
It's the right thing to do, Spike.
Yeah.
No way! I'm not letting.
And with that, Spike took off running down the track toward the log jump.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the final event, the log jump. Jumping up the roaring reptiles is number four, Lizarrado!
Minute.
There seems to be a last minute change here. Jumping over the roaring reptiles and halfway down the track is number 10, Spike!
Skink, who up to this point had been in complete control of the day's events, turned and was amazed to see Spike running down the track. Realizing that the fate of his beloved gold medal now lay in the hands of Spike, Skink was furious. He knew there was absolutely no way Spike could jump far enough for the roaring reptiles to win. Spike's jump would be so short, not even Skink could cheat his way to the gold. And with that, Skink dashed across the field and made a diving tackle before Spike could jump.
Team Roaring Reptiles' first attempt has been, how should I put this, terminated by the captain, Skink. Listen, folks, the roaring reptiles now have only one attempt left to win the gold. Now approaching the judges' table in front of me is number four, Lizarrado the Surfer, the runner originally scheduled to jump for Team Roaring Reptiles.
Excuse me! We need to talk to the judges.
I'm sorry, son, but your team only has one more attempt at the log jump.
That's all right. We don't actually need it, sir.
What? Don't need it? Of course you need it.
No! You see, we forfeit.
You what?
We want to disqualify ourselves.
Yeah.
On what grounds?
Our team has been cheating the entire tournament.
Are you serious?
Yeah! Mm-hmm. They weren't big lies, but they were enough to get us to the finals.
Any false scores or cheating of any kind is an immediate disqualification.
Yeah, we know. We're sorry we didn't come forward earlier.
Yeah.
We allowed the team captain to change some of the scores.
But we realized that that made us just as guilty.
We might as well have been doing it ourselves.
So we've come forward to disqualify ourselves.
Yeah.
Well, I've never heard of such a thing. This is truly amazing.
And with that, Team Roaring Reptiles came in last place. As for Maury, he also had to confess to his parents that he hadn't received a 98 on his test. Needless to say, all the parents were less than pleased with their kids. But in the end, they were also grateful that they'd chosen the path of truth. A few days later, out at Granny Gecko's farm, a celebration of sorts was taking place.
Come on, kids! Hop on up on the old tractor! I promised y'all I'd take you for a spin!
She's sure running smoothly, Granny!
Yep, purring just like a kitten!
How fast can this baby go, anyway?
Well, since this is gonna be a hero's victory ride, you might wanna fasten up your seatbelt!
A victory ride? Granny, we're not heroes! Our team was disqualified, remember?
Oh, sure. So you didn't get the gold medal. Whoop-dee-doo. You got something far better. Truthful hearts. And if you ask me, getting up in front of all those fans and telling the truth took quite a bit of spunk and courage. So in my book, you're all heroes. And the time has come for your victory ride.
Are you
kids ready?
Yeah!
Get ready to pick some bugs out of your teeth.
All right, ready.
Because away we go.
Granny Gecko put the pedal to the metal and took off across the field. I think Liz, Lucille, and Maury learned a lesson they won't soon forget, that choosing truth is always better than telling lies. How about you? Is there something you need to tell the truth about? Something that may take a bit of courage to confess? Just remember, God is pleased when you choose to be truthful.
Hey, you know what? That's all the time we've got for today's Listen, Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Melissa Timberlake. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.